Welcome to the Fly in the Sky audio podcast, a podcast primarily about fibre crafting and other creative endeavours, but also about things that are on my mind at the time or other interests that I have, and also about perhaps what I'm reading or listening to, and what I've been watching. Things that interest me generally. First thing I want to say is thank you so much for joining me today, and also thank you so much if you listened to my introductory podcast. It was just a way of putting out feelers to see if it was well received or not, and it was by you lovely people. Hopefully you're listening again. And thank you so much for giving me such positive feedback and asking me to continue with this. If you're listening and you didn't hear my introduction, I'm a disabled crafter. I don't consider myself first and foremost disabled, although I am, and it does impact absolutely every area of my life. But I want to explain by saying that one of my chronic illnesses is in breathing, and I have to have regular drinks, sips of my drink, and may use my inhaler while I'm recording, or may pause to have a coughing fit. You will also probably hear me coughing or clearing my throat. I don't mean in a phlegmy, horrible way. Excuse me. God, that's a great start to the first podcast proper. This is me. This is who I am. And I keep editing myself. I've tried now on numerous occasions throughout the past few weeks, when I've had the energy to do so, to try to record podcast number one. And I have gone on so many tangents, and they might be entertaining comically, but really they're not how I want to present myself. But I will doubtless present myself in a very much undesirable way, I'm sure. It won't take long. So, it is the season. It isn't if you don't celebrate it, but if you do celebrate the season to be jolly, it's Advent. And I have had so far a reasonable Advent, with the exception that having very little energy and capacity, pain-wise, to go out anywhere. Went out the other day, and not on my own, with my eldest and my mum. And we got to a garden centre, and my electric power chair was, you know, all juiced up. And it got me to the entrance. I mean, this is a power chair that weighs, oh my God, it weighs so much. Anyway, I don't have to put it together. My daughter does, bless. So she has to assemble it. And I just get in it and ride around wherever. And anyway, it got me to the door of the enormous garden centre that sold lots of craft stuff and had restaurants in it and outdoor areas with kiosks and all that, and cabins and, you know, all sorts of things just that sold things. Anyway, got to the entrance and it died. So my daughter went to reception to ask if there were any wheelchairs that were available, if they had any, and if they were available, and was informed that for this enormous garden centre with huge outdoor areas full of shops in cabins, there were only two manual wheelchairs, and that they were being used. Fair enough, they were being used by people who needed them, but why only two? Anyway, so fortunately I'd got my crutches with me, so I hobbled around a small amount of the area and then sat in a restaurant cafe and ate waffles and had a drink and got my knitting out, and of course I drop knitting needles periodically while I'm knitting and make a general faff of myself while Mum and my daughter, who is an adult, went off to do some Christmas shopping. They were quite prepared to come home with me, and I insisted that the day was not lost and that they go and do some shopping. So I was happy. I'd got beverage, food, my knitting, and I was actually reading a book, can't remember which one now, but on my mobile phone. So I was in my element, that's okay. There were other people there, which was, a shame, but I'm an introvert, what can I say? Yes, it was fine, 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 fine. A nice lady who was near my table asked me what I was knitting on, and we had a little discussion about knitting. And that was fine. And we came home, and obviously the power chair will need a service now, and hopefully it can be repaired. But so I don't go out very often, and when I did, it didn't work out very well. So it was kind of like something was telling us, it wasn't meant to be, really. I think there were a few other disasters on that day. And wasn't it also, oh God, wasn't it also the day of election voting in the UK? And that went down a storm, didn't it? Yeah. Okay. Well, there was a great turnout locally as we parked up outside the polling station, and there was people coming and going, more people, in fact, than I've seen in so many years. So I was really hopeful. Okay, I don't know what side of the political divide my listener is on, and I wish no offence to anyone. And this is generally going to be a non-political podcast, but it was the day of voting, and it had been a long, difficult day. After the garden centre, I just wanted to go to bed and rest, but I had to do my civic duty, and I did. So I'm not going to say any more than that, other than that I woke up extremely disappointed and disheartened the following morning. And that's the end of that. We'll draw a line under it, and I won't talk politics again unless I feel very much of a need to do so. Now, let's get that out of the way. It's gone. Let's get back to the creativity, which is what this is all about usually. So, well, it will, I'm saying usually, this is my first proper podcast. So I'll talk about knitting first, I think. Okay, what have I been knitting on? I've been knitting on a lot of things. Something that I've finished, which I'm very pleased with. I began a few months ago the February Lady Sweater, I think it's called, on Ravelry. And it's a free design. I think it's, is it on Knitty? Does it link to Knitty? I can't remember, possibly, but it's a free, you can print it off for free anyway if it is. Anyway, so it did larger sizes, which was great. So I am a large girl, woman, and I cast on the stitches. I knitted, I joined the sleeves and started knitting in garter, this is, which is really squidgy and quick to knit. So basically it's a top down, it's very simple. And then you get to just where once you've joined and start knitting, after the sleeves have been joined, there are no sleeves, the arm holes, you join, excuse me, and then you're supposed to start this lace pattern, and and you put eyelets before the lace pattern, and then the lace pattern goes all the way down to the bottom of the cardigan. And I just didn't like how it was coming out, and I didn't like doing the lace. I kept messing up. I'm not actually very good with lace, unless it's very simple, and this wasn't to me. It would be to probably 99.99% of people who were knitting this pattern. But anyway, then I thought, I put it away for ages, and It wasn't because of the yarn, because the yarn that I'm using is was West Yorkshire Spinners Valley DK, and it's a, I think it was the blueberry colour or bonbon. Anyway, so it's great. It's on fairly large needles. Can't remember the size, but all of the information will be on my, hopefully, project page on Ravelry. And I decided after it languishing for months, I wanted it off the needles before the new year. And so a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago or so, I thought, stuff it. I'm going to start again. I'm going to rip all the lace out that's all rubbishy anyway, and I'm going to just knit it garter all the way down. And then I thought, actually, I think I'll just have a crop. Now, I'm a big lady, and the can cropped things can look rather ridiculous, but over with skirts and dresses, I think I quite like the look of short sweaters and cardigans. So after the underarm, I knitted maybe 2 inches. I hadn't run out of the yarn that I was already using. And then I went and got another ball of the yarn because I've got lots in a sale. And I started knitting. And after a couple of rounds, I realised that actually it's a different shade. It's either a different colour or it's a different dye lot. So it's actually a two-tone cardi now, because I just thought, no, I'm doing it. I'm just going to do it and pretend that's how it's meant to be, and it'll just be a two-colour, almost a colour-blocked mini cardi for me. And absolutely love it. I love it. It's kind of large, squishy, and lovely. And it's, it's now finished. So I'm really happy about getting that completed. And for the sleeves, all I did was, I did an I cord bind off, which was my first one ever. So I felt quite proud of myself. And when it came to the sleeves, I thought, what am I going to do? I don't want to knit any sleeves. So I got my crochet hook out and began to crochet just a plain stitching, crochet stitches, probably just single crochet, all the way around for about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 6 rows on each sleeve. So they're very short little cap, well, not even cap sleeves, are they? Anyway, it's completed and I absolutely love it. And the cost of the whole thing will probably be about, I don't know if I've used 3 balls or 2. Or more, I'm not sure. 300 grams, say, or something. I actually bought this yarn when it was £1 a ball, so the cost of this cropped cardi is £3 or 4 at the most, but I think it's 3. It's similar in price actually to the Amber O'Brien test knit that I did for Pop Crop Cardi when she was expanding her range of sizes, and I offered to do one of the larger sizes, to knit one of the larger sizes, and it turned out to be, I think I used five or six balls, I think it was 5, of West Yorkshire Spinners, again, DK, Air Valley DK, and it was bought in a brilliant sale last year, I think it was last year. And the balls were selling at £1 each. It was 10 balls for £10. And before that, they had a sale where I think they were £1.50 each. So the most I've paid so far is either £1.50 per ball in a cardi, or, you know, £1. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The company I got, West Yorkshire Spinners Air Valley DK, is called Yandles online, and I think they've got two. One's a woodworking site and one's site, and one is a yarn and crafting site. And they had overstock or end of line colours or what have you from West Yorkshire Spinners, and they were selling them off at bargain prices. And I think I bought enough for probably another 7 sweaters or cardigans. I don't know why I keep saying sweaters. I usually say jumper or pullover. But yeah, anyway, so happy, happy, happy with that. Excuse me. So that's something that's been completed that I'm really happy about. There's a not so good experience with something else that I'm knitting out of West Yorkshire yarn, spinners yarns, and that's the Rift sweater. And the lady, is it Jacqueline C. Slack? Or I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her surname, I'm sorry. She writes a lot of patterns for larger ladies. And it's probably my comprehension, my difficulty is in comprehending patterns that are, that give you lots of information. So if I see a lot of information on a page, I just, part of me dies inside and I think, oh no, oh God, this is too complex. And I try, and I really, really tried. I've got right up to the underarm places, and I started knitting one side of the bosom to the neck on one side of it, and then I just couldn't comprehend where to go from there, or even if I'd done the right side up to the neck, and or had I even done that correctly. And I did all my, I had to do lots of short rows, German short rows I believe, and I got lots of those incorrectly knit as well. So that's been shelved. I don't want to look at that for a few months. Maybe when I come to it in a few months' time, if I do, then I will be able to comprehend where I am and what I'm doing. It's something I don't want to focus on right now or at any point in the near future. So that's gone into the naughty corner. Things that I've enjoyed knitting that have been really quick knits. This isn't a recent knit, but I just thought I'd mention this because I think they make great Christmas gifts. And if you have a little time and a little yarn, then you could, if you know a reader, let's just get out on with it, shall we? If you know a reader who would appreciate a hand-knit bookmark, then I would suggest making one. On my project page, I think it's just called Knitted Bookmarks, and these are three knitted, this is the title of the pattern, Three Knitted Bookmarks. It was a free download, I think. It was offered for free. And I don't know if it's, I don't think it still is. It possibly might be, but in case it's not, I found another couple of bookmarks that I thought I would mention that you could, that if you were interested, that you could knit. One is the these are both free patterns, Trellis Lace Bookmark, and it's lacy, it isn't like in lace, I don't think, by Lee Myers and Don't Bark. And the other is the Bookmark Trio by Megan Goodacre, and they both look really quick knits. So I've made a couple for, as a gift for someone. In fact, for a couple. And hello. This is Suki, my dog's just come to say hello. One's in a Christmas yarn from last year or the year before from West Yorkshire Spinners. And the other is in a glittery yarn, which I thought was quite appropriate for the time of year. Hello. So that's a little idea that someone might want to make, or if you want to do little table presents or what have you for readers, or put them in Christmas crackers even as gifts. Hello, I'm just going to say hello to my Suki, my border collie, who is a big, big baby, and she's basically my little girl. My little furry canine girl. So hello, just making a little bit of room for her next to me because she's been a big baby. Another thing that I've knitted recently, a lot of, I think that I've knit 5 or 6 of these. They are a super quick knit, and I knitted, excuse me, I knitted each one took a maximum of perhaps 2 days, or 3 days at the most, depending on how ill or well I felt. And this is called, what is it called? It's called the sideways short row hat, or the short row sideways hat. I think I wrote the name down somewhere. Let me have a look. Just bear with me for a moment and I'll have a look on my project page while I'm online. Let's see. Right, I think I knitted mine out of, was it a DK weight or an Aran? Let's see. Short row sideways hat. Yeah, I knit 6 and it's a pattern by Christy Porter. I believe the pattern is not on Ravelry, but if you put in short row sideways hat by Christy Porter, either her name or the name of the pattern, it will come up as a pattern. And then you will be able to click on the link. It takes you to her website. And I actually wrote out from her website the pattern because I needed access to it. I have actually taken a screenshot and printed that out, but I lost that. So I had to write out the pattern. But it doesn't take long at all to make these. And I made 4 for family members and 1 for a neighbour. And I think I made 1 for me. Yes, I did. And yeah, it's another great quick knit and can easily be knit up before Christmas. And it, although it says short rows, I did know short rows really. I just turned and it does leave little holes and you can actually do something to get rid of those. But I didn't and it still looks fab. It doesn't look like you've got holes in it at all when you're wearing it or even when you're not wearing it. It's really great. It's I think I used big merino yarn for each of them, or for most of them. And I used a yarn for another that I was given by my youngest when they were in Barcelona earlier in the year. Yeah, about 3 months ago. And yeah, I wanted to make something that I would wear. Something with the special yarn that I got because they took the time to find a yarn shop in Barcelona just so I would have some yarn to from there. So I thought that was fab and I've made something that is lovely and squishy that I can wear. And that's with, I think it's called Zen Yarn, and it's possibly microfibre or something. It's got a new to me mix of stuff in it anyway, the contents. So that's a really quick knit, and something that you wouldn't perhaps think is a really quick knit is something that I've recently cast off, recently cast on and then recently cast off, is the Break Cowl. I believe it's just called the Break Cowl, and that's by Donna Smith, a Scottish knitting designer, and I think she did the Barbel hats. This Break Cowl is lace, and I think I said earlier, myself and lace do not get on at all. I have difficulty, I don't memorise knitting patterns. I can't memorise knitting patterns, and lace patterns, no. So I have to sort of make myself little charts of what I'm doing and tick each row, you know, it's all a bit crazy, but if I want to be able to do something, I have to write out and make little boxes that I can tick or what have you for each row completed. And it's a bit laborious, but it means that I can actually knit something. But I wouldn't do that for a large pattern or for a sweater or what have you, I just wouldn't do it. But anyway, I really like the look of this lace cowl. And excuse me for one moment while I have a sip of tea. Okay, this yarn that I knitted this Break Cowl, I think it only took like 4 days or something, and that wasn't a constant knit. It's absolutely stunning. It's a fabulous pattern, and I altered it slightly by doing an I-cord bind off, I think, but apart from that, I stuck to the pattern. And this was also knit by a yarn that I was given. And by my eldest, both of my children are adults, and they live at home with me. And when we were on holiday last year in Tembe, we found a yarn shop, and my daughter, where were we? I can't remember the name of the shop now. But anyway, it was the yarn that we got was called Hooks and Dye. That's the name of, I believe, of the company, their hand dyeing company. And it was purchased in Tembe 2018. And it's a speckled yarn. And let me just pull the page up on my projects. And I'll be able to tell you that it is a DK yarn. And the name, the colourway was 10 by C. So 10BC. 10 Tembe. We were in Tembe on holiday. it was an absolute delight to knit with. So soft. And it's a speckled yarn. And I was a bit, had my doubts whether or not the lace would be good for showing, whether the yarn would be good to show in a lace project if I did this, but it absolutely looks fantastic. Can't get over how much I like this and how I was able to even do it. It's amazeballs. Sorry, that's a rather childish way of saying it's amazing, and I love it to bits. So I look forward to wearing that. It only took a few days, and if you were a more able knitter than I, you could probably get it done in a couple of days. Actually, it's certainly doable before Christmas, if you want to get that on the needles at all. So that's three ideas and three things that I've knitted on. And another thing that I've knitted on is socks. And just bear with me for one moment, please, because my needy dog is kneading my arm and it's hurting. So I'm just going to try and distract her with something.